One of the most popular classes at George Mason University is known as Zombies 101, and in a moment, we'll pay a visit. But first, to South Korea, where on this Halloween Sunday, we asked reporter Dwali Saikautau for an audio tour of some of Seoul's spookiest places.
On the grounds of Gyeongbokgung, perhaps the most popular of the royal palaces in Seoul, a ceremony to mark the change of guards is taking place. About 155 years ago, in this exact month, Empress Myeongseong Hwang, or Queen Min, was apparently murdered by Japanese assassins. Since then, there have been tales about how she returned and other ghost sightings. We asked an elderly woman sitting nearby about ghosts.
Does she see ghosts?
귀신을 보신 적은 없으신 거죠?
귀신은 본 적은 없는데.
She didn't see, but she can feel.
At this point, security guards are starting to gather, and one even winks with laughter, listening to our conversation. So we approach him.
Have you ever heard anything or seen anything?
전혀.
전혀, no, not at all.
But then he starts talking about another guard who saw moving lights on the palace grounds long ago.
옛날에, 옛날에
조금 이상한데.
옛날에 그래 봤다는데.
He says a security guard saw some white moving objects, but he feels the man probably just mistaken shadows behind windows as ghosts or something.
Who are the dead?
Anthropologist Dr. Laurel Kendall of the American Museum of Natural History in New York has been studying shamans, gods, and ghosts in Korea for 3 decades. She says, ideally, the dead are ancestors, people who lived a long life surrounded by family. The ghosts, however, are none of the above.
At the far end extreme of ultimate ghostness is this absolutely detached being. And battle sites, of course, are full of ghosts. Very haunted.
She says Korea has a history that many Koreans feel is deeply unresolved.
This is a divided country. This is a country that has never effectively ended the war. As long as the memories of people who left people in the other half of the country persist, then yes, Korea is haunted, both metaphorically and in the shaman world, it becomes a literal haunting.
Some 144 years ago, not far from the Hyeongwajin Foreign Cemetery in Seoul, where we're standing now, Christian missionaries were brutally murdered, then taken to the nearby Han River as a warning to the incoming French fleet. Park Eun-mi and her friend Han Dong-man are Catholics visiting the cemetery on this cold evening. She says she's never seen a ghost, but believes in them. She says her friend goes to this deep mountain pass, sits there and prays for the dead. She says she sees spirits take rice because their hands leave imprints in the rice basket. Oh, we started to get goosebumps and didn't want to hear any more, so we scurried out of the cemetery before friendly, hungry Christian ghosts visited us. As the sun began to set along the Han River, 67-year-old Ru Seung-hwan, our taxi driver, told us he absolutely does not believe in ghosts. He explains that in the West, although people do not ignore ghosts, they do not worship or seek them as Korean ancestors have. He joked that if there were ghosts, then his 2 dead wives would have returned from their graves. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Saikautau in Seoul.